from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate God for His faithfulness. It's another bright new day. We give God the praise. Thank you for another weekend. The great grace of God that has taken us this far will not abandon us in Jesus' mighty name. Today is the last Saturday in the month of June. All glory be to God. We celebrate God for His faithfulness, for His mercy and kindness over our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is grace and is worthy to be celebrated. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank Him for His grace upon our life. Brethren, today, I want us to move forward with the issue of life, submission. But one thing is this. Are you celebrating your birthday today? In your new age, are you submissive to God? Have you released heart to God? Are you looking up unto Him? Are you taking to His orders? And if you are doing so, I say happy birthday. If you are not doing so, I still say happy birthday. But let's think about it. God wants to relate with you. And in your new age, you enjoy Him the more. In Jesus' mighty name. Happy birthday. Brethren, today, those that are celebrating or marking one anniversary or the other, I still rejoice with you. And I say, happy anniversary. The great grace of God is manifesting clearer, better upon your life in Jesus' mighty name. So let's move on to the word of God. We started a new thing yesterday, talking about our submissiveness unto God. Looking into the book of Psalm 94 verse 19, Psalm 94 verse 19 says, in the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comfort delights my soul. Within me thy comfort delights my soul. Brethren, in the multitude, that means when I was not happy in my mind, the Lord made me strong and happy. When I was not happy in my mind, you know, in my thoughts, I was engrossed with my thoughts. How am I going to get this thing done? How am I going to do this? The Lord make me happy. He make me strong. So, brothers and sisters, as you wake up today, I don't know what has been disturbing your mind. I don't know what you have been thinking about. But be happy, because you have God by your side. That's why you have to submit yourself unto Him. When you submit yourself unto God, God will definitely do great things. He will make you happy. Every good thing you have lost, the Lord will return them back unto you. The Lord will take you from one level to the other. You know, His joy is to see us rejoicing. In the book of Psalm 119 verse 125, Psalm 119 verse 125, it says, I'm thy servant, give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Give me understanding. I am your servant. That means I am your child. A servant submits his or herself to the master, and a child submits his or herself to a father. So it's your father. You must know your stand. What is your stand with the Lord? What are those things that you want to do? Are you relying on God? Do you consider others? You know, when we are talking about submissive selves and talking about releasing ourselves to God, it means whatever you want to do, you have to think, will God be happy with what I intend to do? Will He be happy with what I'm doing? As a child makes his father proud, are you making God proud? If you are not in that position, if God has not blessed you, will you still refer to Him as your father? Will you still refer to Him as your God? Will you still refer to Him as your Savior? Brethren, no matter the condition you are, God is always available to turn things around for better. That's why He says, I'm your servant. Explain your instruction to me so that I can understand them. You take instruction from God to understand. If all of us on this planet Earth are taking our instructions from God, we will not be killing people. We will not be destroying people. We will not be slaughtering people. We will not be going to rituals. But whatever, however, all these things are going on in the ranks because some people are disobedient to God. Psalm 143 verse 8 says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Psalm 143 verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Brethren, are you saying the same thing? Are you hearing to God? Are you listening to Him? If God is not doing your will, or your wish rather, what do you think will happen? But one thing is sure. Every day of your life, every day of our life, we want to hear news. And what kind of news do we want to hear? What kind of news do we love to hear? Is it the good ones? Is it the bad ones? Is it the fiery ones? Is it the pleasant ones? Think about it. But because we are trusting in God, because we are relying on God, because we are doing His will, that because we have released ourselves unto Him, we know that He will never give us bad news. He will always show us what to do. He will always tell us how to go by it. And He will always guide us. He will always make sure we are doing the right thing at the right time with the right people for the right purpose, even in the right place. We bless the name of the Lord for giving us this grace. With God, how many things are possible? All things are possible. Let me stop here. By His grace, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say enjoy the blessing of the Lord. It is well with you. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.